Right now, time to take a look at the front pages of the newspapers. Now, yesterday we took a look at the front page of the newspapers and the awful atrocities that had hit Manchester the evening before hadn't made the majority of the front pages because of the later nature of the news. It is covering every single newspaper today. This is... it is news, I guess, that's beyond horrible because somebody has targeted the very precious element of society that is our children. And that's what makes this even worse. Terror attacks happen. I'm not saying they're right. They are not right. But terror attacks happen, sadly, every day around the world. This is a terror attack that has targeted our children. Possibly, or probably even, in fact, definitely, I would say, the most valuable thing to any one of us who is a parent is our child. And that is who this bomber, Salman Abedi, has targeted with his attack on Monday night. Not only that, but for the parents who died as well, their children were targeted in the fact that they are now missing their parents. Horrible news that has come in from Manchester over the last couple of days, starting with the Daily Mail, where they call the bomber Salman Abedi a British-born jihadi whose suicide attack has led to troops being deployed on Britain's streets. The Eye calls the Manchester arena bombings of Safi Rose Roussos and Georgina Callender the girls who will never go home, murdered by what it calls a sophisticated nail bomb. The two young girls, Safi Rose Roussos was only 8 years old, Georgina Callender was 18 years old. Those two young girls, Safi Rose Roussos, becomes possibly the youngest victim of a terror attack in this country. The Daily Telegraph leads on the decision to deploy troops on Britain's streets in the wake of the Manchester Arena terror attack, the first time this has happened since 2003. It also has the picture of the beautiful young girl, Safi Rose Roussos, dominating the front of that picture. The Times highlights the bomber's links with Libya, saying that Salman Abedi had recently returned from the North African country and may have received terror training while he was there. That's obviously speculation at the moment, and I'm sure as the days and weeks go on, that will be either confirmed or denied. The Guardian has a profile of the bomber Salman Abedi, calling him a quiet man who was known to security services but not part of any active investigation. Above that, the two young ladies, Safi and Georgina, young lives stolen by terror. Pictures of their happy, smiling faces on the front page of The Guardian. The Metro carries the news that the Prime Minister has raised the terror threat to critical in the aftermath of the Manchester Arena bombing, suggesting that another attack could be imminent. Also on the front page of the Metro is Sir Roger Moore, who passed away and his death was announced yesterday, and young Safi Rose Roussos. Her face is a beautiful young face. It will sadly, I would guess, be remembered for many of the wrong reasons as it splashed across all of the media following Monday's terrible atrocities. The big headline on the Metro, now they kill our little girls. Taking a look at the Daily Express right now, Salman Abedi, a jihadist barbarian whose act was evil beyond belief. That is the front page review from the Daily Express. The Daily Star, serious journalism in the Daily Star today, dedicating its front page to the pictures of those known to have died at the time of going to press and those still missing, describing the Manchester Arena attack as a slaughter of the innocents. The sad news is, obviously, since the Daily Star and indeed all the papers have gone to press overnight, some of those people still reported missing have now been confirmed to have lost their lives in Monday's terror attack. So, you know, our thoughts remain with the people who have lost their lives. There are still, we know how many people, obviously, we know how many people are have lost their lives in the attack so far, and we know how many are injured. There are also people in addition to that who are missing, so there is scope for this to become an even worse tragedy. The Daily Mirror focuses on the two who died, the first two to be named in the suicide attack, Safi Rose Roussos and Georgina Callender, called the innocent victims of an act of gross barbarity in the Daily Mirror today. The Financial Times finally this morning also goes with the deadly suicide bombing, reporting the attack Salman Abedi was a Manchester native living in the south of the city. The Manchester man identified as the concert bomber who killed 22 people. As I said before we started looking at the papers, our children are the most precious things to us if we are parents. Of course, if we are children, then our parents are the most precious thing to us. This man has targeted what is most precious to the community, and it just isn't worth... It's incomprehensible, really, what has actually happened. And last night, after drive time, I covered drive time yesterday. Last night, I went down to the my council yesterday after drive time. There was an impeccably observed vigil last night here in Slough for the to show our support with the people of Manchester at what's a horrible time for them, and of course across the country as well. Many people turned up of different races, different religions, and everybody stood together, unified, in showing their support from Manchester. There were readings from people of all different religions, from young people, from older people, from different members of different parts of the community. And as far as things like this can go, it was a beautiful, beautiful period of time yesterday, the vigil at the My Council yesterday. It is obviously sad that we had to hold it, but it was held impeccably. And if you were there yesterday, thank you very much indeed on behalf of all of Slough for showing your support yesterday for the people of Manchester. It's Asian Star 101.6 FM at 7:34 on Wednesday morning.